Matthew chapter 20 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. He went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard. Whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. About the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle. Saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. When they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. They likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour. Thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. And he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way, and I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many be called, but few chosen. Amen. Can you say amen to the Lord's word? Amen. You may be seated tonight. This is very familiar scripture to us, and I know that probably heard it preached many times, and in Sunday school and different things, but I'd like to look at it one more time tonight, if that's all right. And see what the Lord has to say to us. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man who is a householder and went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. God is still looking and hiring and calling people into the work of the Lord. Not necessarily so much as maybe missionary are limited to that, or pastor, or evangelist, or teacher, or apostle, prophet, even though God is still calling those men and women into that calling. It's not limited to that. God has a calling upon every one of us, amen, and God will reward us one day for the job that we have done. The Bible says that he went out early in the morning and he hired men to go and work in his field. I pray that God would find some, amen, would find us, and that we would give all the day to the Lord. That we would give everything to the Lord. It's not so much what they made tonight that I want to focus on. Look at their labor. Amen. The Bible says that they bore the heat of the day. They did not stand idle at all, but they worked the whole day. I believe that God is still calling. He goes out the third hour. These New Testament times, third hour, sixth hour. ninth hour, 12th hour, you've heard this, amen, in different scripture setting. Amen. The third hour was from 6 to 9 a.m. The sixth hour was from 9 to 12 or noon. And the ninth hour was from noon to 3. And then the 12th hour was around 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. So sometime right here, right before the 12th hour, right before, amen, evening starts dawning, he goes out and he finds others also standing idle. Look at this word idle, doing nothing. Standing in the marketplace idle at the, here it is, at the third hour, he goes out. You know, morning is, it's, the sun's well up, and it's morning time. They should already have something to do. And the Bible says that he sees them or saw others standing idle in the marketplace. I pray that God would help us not to stand idle when it comes to the work of God. I pray that the Lord would help every one of us to do our job, amen, for God. I pray that the Lord would help me, amen, to not be found standing idle in the marketplace. The song says, put your shoulder to the wheel and do your duty with a heart full of love. Amen. What is your duty? What is your calling? God has a calling for everyone. Say, well, I'm not a preacher. I don't want to take too long on this right here. But I know that it could be a struggle. And I kind of keep turning this way. And so let me just go into this and say a few things. What is your calling? Has God called you, amen, to be a godly church member? Amen. A godly mother. Amen. A godly father. Of course, everyone has that calling. And but maybe God hasn't called you to teach Sunday school. Maybe he has. Maybe God has not called you to preach. Maybe he has. But there is a work to do. Amen. There is a work to do. Now, I want you to know, amen, that God has a calling upon every one of us. Let us not stand idle, amen. Let us not stand idle in the marketplace. I believe that the greatest calling is that in our home and in our family. And I want you to know, if you raise children to serve God, that's greater than any message you could ever preach. Amen. That's greater than any song you could ever write or sing. Hallelujah. And but don't let the devil tear down, amen, the value of God's calling in your life. He wants to take it apart, take it out. You're not, you know, you're not nothing. You're not doing nothing, he would say. Amen. Look, amen, you could do so much better. Amen. Why don't you just stop what you're doing? Amen. Here he goes out and finds them standing idle. The Bible says, woe to them that are at ease in Zion. We must strive to enter in at the straight gate. It is a fight to make it to heaven. It is a striving to make it in there. The Bible says, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Amen. If we're going to serve God, we got to take it by force. If we're going to receive a touch from God, we're going to have to take it by force. If you're going to get, amen, that prayer answer and that, amen, that family member won to God, you'll have to fight the devil. You'll have to fight off. But standing idle, here he was at the third hour. Also, he goes out at the ninth, sixth, and ninth hour and finds them standing idle at the 11th hour. Amen. And there's so much preaching into this. So much preaching. Why was they standing here all day long doing nothing? Amen. Because they was at ease. It's so easy to relax spiritually. But you remember one thing, that maintenance is a whole lot easier than repair. It's a whole lot easier to maintain something than it is to let it get out of hand and go back and repair it. The devil tries to tell people, well, you can always go back. You can always fix it.
You can always straighten it out. You can always, because God's a God of mercy, and He is a God of mercy, and I'm thankful for that tonight. Amen. But maintenance is a whole lot more profitable than repair. And repair is so costly. Amen. You take that car, buy that brand new car, and never change the oil, you'll save a whole lot more money just changing that oil than you will be changing that motor. You can change the motor in that new car, and the windows might still roll up, and everything might just work right. But if you just maintain something, it's a whole lot better than repair. And so likewise in our life. Amen. Doing nothing. Doing nothing when God has called us. I want to read you this poem. He made no mistakes. He took no wrong road. He never fumbled the ball. He never went down neath the weight of a load. He simply did nothing at all. He lost no hard fight in defense of the right. Never bled with his back to the wall. He never fell faint in his climb to the light. He simply did nothing at all. So death came nigh, for life slipped by, and he feared for the judgment hall. When they asked him why, he said with a sigh, "I simply did nothing at all." Oh God, pardon your blunder, my friend, or regard with pity your fall. Let's read this one again. Oh God will pardon your blunder, my friend, or regard with pity your fall. But the one big sail that surely means hell is to simply do nothing at all. Amen. Did y'all get that? I'm going to read that last line one more time. God will pardon your blunder, my friend, or regard with pity your fall. But the one big sail that surely means hell is simply to do nothing at all. You know what you have to do to go to hell? You don't have to do nothing. We're born sinners. Amen. We're born sinners and we don't have to do nothing to go to hell. Amen. Here they was standing idle. God's call on our life, God's purpose on our life, what does it mean to us? God speaking to us, what does it mean? Matthew 22, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a certain king which made a marriage for his son. He sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, "Tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage." Listen to verse 5. But they made light of it and went their ways, one to their farm, another to his merchandise. I think about doors that I've knocked on. Amen. And I felt so pitiful when I left there. I felt like that I was actually, trying to sell an ice box to an Eskimo or something like that. They didn't need what I had to offer. They didn't care about the Word of God. They didn't care about coming to church. Amen. They didn't care about, amen, what it was. Here these guys go out. These servants go out. Come, the marriage is ready. The Bible says they made light of it. God help us to realize, amen, that the walk with God, amen, that eternal destiny is not something to make light of it. It is not a game. It is not a toy. It is not a playtime. Amen. But it is our soul. Amen. The remnant took the servants and treated them spitefully and slew them. When the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth armies and destroyed those murderers, burned up their cities. Then saith he to his servants, "The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage." So the servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests, standing idle. God help us to not stand idle. God help us to not make light of it. God help us to, amen, realize that the call of God on our life is not something to make light of. We think, you know, God help us to realize that, you know, we think we've just got it so hard. And why would God want us to do anything else? And I thought about that scripture in Hebrews where he says that you've not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set for him endured the cross and despising the shame, sit down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Don't raise your hand, but who's struggling tonight? Man, I'm just struggling. I just don't know that I can make it. You know, there's people in this world today that don't know if they're going to live when they go to church. They don't know. They don't know if they're going to get shot. I mean, you know, people over there in Nigeria where Boko Haram and people in other countries and things like that, just because they're a Christian, their life is literally in danger. And the scripture here says, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. The fight against sin is not easy. Amen. The fight that we face, amen, in our life is not easy, and I'm not in no way belittling, amen, that fight and that warfare that we're in, because I know we fight and we go and we strive and we have troubles and we have circumstances and all of that. Amen. But it's not no reason to not be busy for God. You see, we'll get in a battle and we'll stop praying. We'll stop witnessing. We'll stop praying for our family. We'll stop praying for those that need prayer and those that need help and all of that. And we'll get in this battle ourselves and we'll just, you know, we'll get to the place where we just stand idle. We stand idle. Amen. All the day they stood idle and he even went out and said, why do you stand here idle all day long? Amen. And, you know, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. He said, ye have forgotten the exhortation, speaking to you as children. Amen. Despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither rebuke. Amen. Neither faint when thou art rebuked of him. And so here we have it, our scripture text tonight. Amen. Why do you stand idle? Woe to them that are at ease in Zion. What hour is it in our life? What hour is it in the day? We know it's late in the day. It's very late in the day. I got so disgusted today. I read in a little clipping of a newspaper that had, I believe it was Ann Landers, this news clipping where this lady had wrote in to her. And it was printed that she had wrote in. She had told about she had a boy that had sickness, and the doctor told, and the mother and the father was smoked cigarettes, and the doctor told him, said he kept having these spells and these attacks, and said that he that they was going to have to quit smoking. And she wrote and she said that you know, needed your advice. Said that the very day the doctor told us that, my husband quit smoking. I think she had said it had been several months. She said, but that night I snuck out and smoked. And I've been smoking secretly at work and different things, and said, I've noticed that my son's health is deteriorating, and said, I'm more of a logical thinker. And she said, my husband's not, so I don't know if I should approach him about this. But she said, I actually wanted your advice if maybe we should put our son up for adoption, so actually me and my husband could both smoke. And what's your advice? And actually, Ann Landers, I believe her first reply was, most people are going to think I made this letter up because it's so ridiculous. She said, and she goes on to say, you know, hopefully if you're really telling me the truth, that your husband will dump you. But anyways, go on and on. But that's the day and hour. You think, well, my light don't get very much attention. The darker it gets outside, the more your candle will show. Amen. The stars shine all day, but the sun is up. When the sun goes down, the stars appear. Amen. I'm thankful for God can let us shine. We all have a job to do. He said, the songwriter, all you brothers, put your shoulder to the wheel. All you sisters, put your shoulder to the wheel. All you preachers, put your shoulder to the wheel. All you singers, put your shoulder to the wheel. All the deacons, put their shoulder to the wheel. Amen. If everybody puts their shoulder to the wheel, so many times we stand idle and do nothing for God. Amen. When God has a call to service, God is calling us to service. He's saying, why would you stand all day long idle when there is a job to be done? I'm telling you, friend, there's a job to be done in our land. We live in an hour where we must get busy for God. Amen. The Bible tells us about, amen, the Samaritan, the good Samaritan. You know, amen, that a lawyer came to Jesus and asked him, when Jesus tells us this story about the good Samaritan that has been told over and over in Sunday schools and children, amen, and preached about. Amen. A lawyer stood up and said, what do I do to inherit eternal life? And he said, what's written in the law? Jesus did. He said, love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said, and you answered right, do this and thou shalt live. And the Bible said, he willing to justify himself, amen, said unto Jesus, who is my neighbor? And Jesus tells the story about the Samaritan. He said a certain man went down, he fell among three thieves and they wounded him. The priest came by and passed on the other way, on the other side. God help us to not ever have this haughty, I'm too good for you spirit. Because that's what it is. It's a spirit. If you would have done better in your life, you wouldn't be where you are. Probably this man made mistakes and was stripped. Amen. Probably he could have done better and on and on. Now, I know that some situations that we're close to and know about. Amen. Maybe somebody abusing different finances or circumstances. You know, you can actually aid them in their wrong. Are y'all still with me? You can help them in their wrong. You can give unto their, amen, problem. But here it was, amen, that a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, went to him, bound up his wounds, poured in the oil and wine. And there's so much in this scripture. Amen. A picture of Christ and a picture of Jesus. But ain't we supposed to be Christ? Amen. Ain't we supposed to be Christ on this earth? We're Christ's hands. We're Christ's feet. We're Christ's mouth. Amen. He brought him to an inn and took care of him. Amen. He departed and took his journey and, amen, took out 2 pence and gave it to the host and said unto him, take care of him. Amen. And whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Praise God. You may have to dig in your pockets to help somebody sometime. You may have to dig in your time to help somebody sometime. But when Christ comes again, he will repay you. Hallelujah. Are y'all still with me tonight? Have I lost you yet? Amen. Standing idle all day when there's a call to service. Amen. He said unto him, who was a neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? He said, the one that showed mercy. God help us to show mercy. Amen. For the Bible said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Amen. Oh, God help us. Amen. What about the innkeeper? What about the one that he brought him to? And he said, I'm about to leave this man here, and you're going to have to take care of him for a little while and nurse him back to health. Amen. And get him back well. And said, here's some finances. Take this and use it. Amen. We're like the innkeeper. gatekeeper. You know that the Lord will bring people into our life for us to help and for us to bless. Amen. And Jesus here, amen, tells that this Samaritan said, when I come again, I will repay you whatever you spent. Amen. You know, the Bible said, he that, amen, hath pity on the poor, lendeth unto the Lord. Did you know that? The Bible said it's just like lending to the Lord. Amen. Can you imagine God said, can I borrow something from you? If the Lord asked if he could borrow something, would you be worried about getting it back? Amen. If the Lord asked if he could borrow from you, would you be worried about him paying his due, paying the bill? Oh no, my friend. Amen. He is faithful God and he's true. Amen. There's a job for us to do. Amen. There's something for us to do in getting busy for God. Every one of us have a job to do. Amen. And it's our responsibility to seek God until we hear from God. Amen. And get into the vineyard and work for the Lord instead of standing idle. He's still hiring. Do you have a job? The Lord is hiring. The Bible tells us that he said when they had dined that Jesus saith unto Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Amen. He said, feed my lambs. He saith unto him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He said, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said, feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him, lovest thou me? And he said, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Feed my sheep, Jesus said. Let me tell you something. If we really love God, we'll be working, amen, in his fold. If we really love God, we'll be working in his fold. Amen. He said, do you love me? You know I love you. Feed my lambs. Do you love me, Simon? Yes, Lord. You know I love you. Feed my sheep. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He was grieved. It bothered him. It upset him. Lord, you know everything. Well, feed my sheep. I have a hard time believing that we really love God when we can't help others. It's hard to believe that. Amen. How can we say that we love God whom we've never seen and we hate our brother whom we see? How dwelleth the love of God in a man that whose brother has a need? Amen. And we shut up our bowels of compassion. How does the love of God dwell in that person is what John said. God help us to not stand idle. Amen. All day long. We've known people, amen, that was so busy for the Lord. Amen. And what a blessing they was to our life. And I hope and pray that our prayer is, Lord, make us a blessing. Make us what you want us to be. God help me, amen. Hallelujah. To not have blinders on. So many times we have blinders on. All we can see is this one little bitty thing. But if we could take the blinders off, we could realize, amen, that there's so much more to do for God. Amen. Standing idle all day long. Doing nothing. Just standing idle. When there was a call to service, the Bible says, bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. That scripture is not in the Bible just for me to point fingers when I'm down and depressed and say nobody cares about me. Y'all still with me? Say, well, you know, that scripture, those scriptures are not in the Bible just for us to pull sympathy to ourselves or help to ourselves. That scripture is for reproof to me, for me to care about others also. Amen. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Sometimes, amen, the only time we think of some of these scriptures is when we're hurting. We never think about them when we're on the mountain. Somebody else may be hurting. Listen, amen, every service we come in this place or every day, there's some individual that's hurting. Amen, that's down. Amen, that's fighting the devil. Amen, that the devil jumps upon. Amen, and also the Bible tells us, amen, hallelujah, as we have therefore opportunity. When opportunity arises, it is God's will for us to seize it. To grab it. Opportunity may pass our way, and God gives us the means for that opportunity. And if we don't seize that opportunity, the next time the opportunity comes, we may not be able, and we might wish that we was. As we there have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of the faith. There is a special, amen, responsibility in us as Christians to take care of one another, to support one another, be there for one another. Amen. And God help us. Amen. Pray that He would call us into a place of prayer. Amen. That says, God, help me to see others' needs. Amen. To see others that, amen, that need help. Praise God. You might say, well, my life, I can't do nothing. I can't this. Then look at this. The 11th hour. 1 hour left. And he was still hired on. It's not too late to get busy for God. 11th hour and they got a penny. Excuse me. They made just as much as the ones that worked all day. Said, well, it's too late. I might as well just go to the house. I might as well just give up. There ain't no hope for me. There ain't no hope for my family. There ain't no hope in my situation. It's the 11th hour. Amen. Haven't you heard where there's breath, there's hope? Hallelujah. Don't you believe that? Amen. Where there's life, there's hope. It's never too late. Somebody sang the song. It's never too late for God. Hallelujah. Lazarus was 4 days in the grave. And they wrote the song and said, when Jesus is 4 days late, he's still on time. Amen. The 11th hour, I've already wasted so much time. I've already went through so much. Amen. I've already done so little. I've wasted so much time. Yet he says, go out and work for an hour. Hallelujah. Go out and work until the sun goes down. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, I think that we ought to work all day. Amen. For God is faithful. Amen. And we have a job to do. And there is a work to be done for God. Amen. Hallelujah. And God is still calling, and God is still choosing, and God is still giving a reward. Here these said, you gave us one penny, we worked all day, and these went for one, you know, 1 hour, I believe the Bible says, and said we, they worked 1 hour, and said we bore the heat of the day, and said all this, and he said, is your eye evil because I'm good? Hey, listen, don't get jealous when God blesses somebody else. That's such a great evil. Amen. Somebody get up and testify about God's blessings, and sometimes there's a temptation to not even testify about it. They will say, you might as well not testify about it. Amen. The Bible said, rejoice with them that rejoice, and weep with them that weep. If God's blessing somebody, don't say, where's mine? How come God's always good to them? He's never good to me. He said, hey, he said, is your eye evil because I'm good? He said, I can do with whatever I want to. You know, God can raise up a person and God can pull a person down. The Bible said in Psalm 75, promotion cometh not from the east nor from the west. But God is the judge. He raiseth up one and putteth down another. Amen. I think right here he gave them. He was good to them. Amen. He wanted to show them some blessing and reward. Amen. And it's not the right spirit to have. Amen. That is, you know, when it comes down to God being sovereign and do whatever he wants to do with whatever he pleases. Amen. That's why we can't have our eyes on man. We must have our eyes on God at all times. He said, I agreed with you. Ain't it something how God always comes through on his end of the deal? If God agreed with you on something, he's going to pay up on it. He said, we agreed for a penny a day and I gave it to you. Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. God, amen, loves to bless. God loves to give. God loves to give in abundance. Amen. You may say, well, what can I do? Amen. It's time, amen, to not be standing idle and find out what God wants us to do. David said, I'm going to build a house. God said, you can't build that house. Now, if that would have been us, I said, well, if I can't, then I ain't going to do nothing. If I can't build it, I ain't going to do nothing. And I know so many times in our life we're so limited. We can't do it. I know that, you know, parents wish their children was saved. You know, wives here in this church wish so bad their husbands was saved and living for God. Maybe doing something for God. But just because you can't build the house, David, what are you going to do now? He said Solomon will build the house is what God told him. And many times it's such a, and I'm carrying on too long, but I want the Lord to help us tonight to not stand idle. Hallelujah, but stay busy for God. There's so many limitations that we wish so bad. But it doesn't give us an excuse to stand idle. If you're standing idle tonight and God, amen, has a call for you in your life, it's a call to come closer to God. It's a call for service. And it's a call where He will give a reward. He will give a reward. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise tonight, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can you stand together with me tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight, God. You're calling us into the vineyard. You're asking tonight, don't stand idle. All day long. Pray, God, that you meet us in these altars. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's gather in these altars tonight for a time of prayer. Thank you, Jesus.